Oasis Audio presents Heaven, Biblical Answers to Common Questions by Randy Alcorn. Read for you by Randy Alcorn.
Heaven, Introduction. Maybe you feel as if you've passed your peak physically or emotionally, and that your best opportunities are behind you. Perhaps you're burdened, discouraged, depressed, or even traumatized. Perhaps your dreams, your marriage, career, or ambitions have crumbled. Perhaps you've become cynical or have lost hope. An understanding of the true Christian teaching about heaven, not the popular caricatures of heaven, can change all of that. That's why I wrote Heaven, a full-length treatment of the subject that deals with all the questions people ask about this great subject. The purpose of this little booklet is to give you just a taste of the glorious truth about heaven. God's people in ages past had a source of strength and perspective largely unknown to us today, heaven. It was their central reference point, the North Star by which they could navigate their lives. But in contemporary society, heaven has fallen off our radar screens. "Whenever I think about heaven," a pastor once told me, "it makes me depressed. I'd rather just cease to exist when I die." "Why?" I asked. He said, "I can't stand the thought of that endless tedium. To float around in the clouds with nothing to do but strum a harp, it's all so terribly boring. Heaven doesn't sound much better than hell. I'd rather be annihilated than spend eternity in a place like that." Now, where did this Bible-believing, seminary-educated pastor get this view of heaven? Certainly not from Scripture, where in Philippians 1:23, the Apostle Paul says that to depart and be with Christ is far better than staying on earth. My friend was more honest about it than most, yet I found that many Christians share the same misconceptions about heaven. Our unbiblical assumption that heaven won't be a real earthly place blinds us to what Scripture actually says. Rarely do we hear descriptions that capture what the Bible portrays as a new earth, with a great capital city made with precious stones, a new earth that contains trees and rivers, and where resurrected people come in and out of the gates, engaged in meaningful relationships and productive activity. J.C. Ryle, a 19th century British theologian, said, "I pity the man who never thinks about heaven." We could also say, "I pity the man who never thinks accurately about heaven." It's our inaccurate thinking, I believe, that motivates us to think so little about heaven. As you'll see, the problem is not that the Bible doesn't tell us much about heaven. It's that we don't pay attention to what it does tell us. Calvin Miller writes, "I once scorned every fearful thought of death, when it was but the end of pulse and breath. But now my eyes have seen that past the pain, there is a world that's waiting to be claimed. Earthmaker, holy, let me now depart, for living such a temporary art, and dying is but getting dressed for God. Our graves are merely doorways cut in sod."